You're listening to Van Sounds. I'm Phil Corbett. This is the third episode of a six-part series in which a friend and I roll dice and then drive in a direction based on the dice roll. The system, if we roll a 1, we drive north. If we roll a 2, east. 3, south. 4, west. 5, explore locally or stay put. And finally 6, cross the nearest state border. The one and only rule, no backtracking. Alright, where we left off last week, we were leaving Caliente, Nevada at sunset, looking for a place to sleep.
Listening, I walked into the scrub. The desert does its best talking at night, but on this spring evening, it kept God's worshiping silence. That too is a desert voice. The immensity of the sky and the desert, their vast absence, reduced me. It was as if I were evaporating. It was calming and cleansing to be absorbed by that vacancy.
William Least, Heat Moon, Blue Highways.
You see how light it is?
Oh yeah.
It looks like the sun.
It's full moon.
Full moon, super bright. After we got our camp set up in, to be honest, what looks like a kind of like tourist trap looking campsite, we started walking the Cathedral Gorge, which is like a clay, mud, rock dreamscape. It really is like when you say Cathedral Gorge, it really is. It's like a church. You can walk up into these giant, giant pillars of just clay and rock. It surrounds you in every direction. You look up and there's the sky. It's so quiet in here. It's amazing.
It's totally like a cathedral. It's these giant striped walls that reach probably 50 feet in the air, and you can walk back into the cave and just kind of stand. You're like standing at the base of these walls, and then it's all around you like these giant spires going straight up. And how did it feel being back inside, way back in one of the little narrow slots?
Almost spiritual. Like you feel part of it. And nothing in there made me ever feel small. It made me feel like I was a part of something. So it did. It felt like church. Cathedral Gorge is a church.
I fell asleep feeling whole. The full moon shining down into the clay spires and the silence. So we are about to roll on day 3. We rolled 4. Since we came from the east on day 2, and 4 means drive west, this violated our only rule, no backtracking, which constituted a reroll. Hey Brian, what did we roll?
We rolled a 1. That means we're going north.
I started reading Blue Highways that morning, and as we turned north onto Highway 93, I could feel the heat radiating from the illustrated pavement on the hard jacket in the center console. When William Least Heat Moon took this same road north in his one-ton van, he carried Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass, applying Whitman's words to a desert he never saw, asphalt he probably never heard of, and to a van he couldn't possibly have imagined. They were 120 years apart. Heat Moon was only 35 years from our trip, and he knew the exact pavement I was applying his words to. We stopped at the Hotel Nevada in Ely, not because Heat Moon wrote about gambling there, but because one of my other favorite writers, David Dondero, did.
Your waitress will be right over.
Well, maybe a lot. It keeps on moving. The money keeps... Oh, there it goes.
So what just happened?
I won, like, $19 off of a dollar.
Cool, you gonna cash out?
Yeah.
I consider Van Sounds a travel and music podcast because, for me, the line between those two is often pretty blurred. So I'm going to play one of my favorite story format travel songs, Start to Finish. It takes place at the Hotel Nevada, and it's by Dave Dondero.
Laying low in Ely, Nevada, on the loneliest highway, just west of Utah, it had started to snow. I got a room for the night. I put a fiver in the slot, I took a shot, and then on came the lights. Bars of four came up twice, and a double super bonus, yes. Twice was nice, you know, I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know how much it was. But it must have been a lot, I hit the jackpot. I mean, that whole place was a buzz. I've always been just a scratch off ticket away. Always win another ticket to play, then I'm coming up empty, and then I throw that thing away. You know, tossed it on the floor like I was bored. It was worth a shot to play. I see no luck in old Biloxi, you know. I lost hundreds and hundreds worth of 20s, but at the Hotel Nevada, everything changed. I bought drinks for the house, a king's suite with a couch. I mean, the whole scene was a little bit weird and strange. The night went on and I got loaded, you know. When you're loaded, it's too easy to get loaded, don't you know what I mean? I'm talking loot cakes of cash. My casino cup was full, I had control, but it was a drastic contrast. I met this girl, blue-eyed shadow, bleach blonde hair, silver sparkly stiletto. She's a drag strip dream, a real card playing queen. But I could tell she'd come to scam with all her phony glitz and glam. But she damned my conscience dream. Now this girl, she was much like a slot machine. Lowest odds, you can't win off some card playing queen. But I let it roll. I wanted a golden egg from the sparrow. And then the pot-bellied waitress said, here's a free shot, you should take this on the house. My sights got a little narrow. I got sleepy, she said, come on, honey, let's go upstairs before you lose the rest of your money. Besides, you might get a little bit lucky with this card playing queen. My head was spinning like a roulette wheel with weighted dice, the loaded feel. But I was cooking up my own scheme. So off to bed I go, the gal I do not even know. Yeah, I roll, roll, roll through those sheets we did roll. Empty casino cup, red lipstick on the mirror, said you're a sucker and you sucked, so I made a little coffee. I try to reevaluate my luck. Car God playing queen departed, so now I'm back to where I started. But she was kind enough, she was good enough, she was a woman enough to leave me $5.
We drove north through Jackpot, Nevada, where you heard Brian play craps in episode 1, and we crossed into Idaho. It was a warm night, and we watched the desert change from Nevada brown to Idaho gray. I pulled onto a small dirt service road and slowly pushed through a herd of open range cattle. We parked it there for the night, and I laid on the roof of the truck, listening to the frogs and the stars. It's an old road cliche that the traveler doesn't search for places, but for moments. That morning in Cathedral Gorge, I had found both. And now, I wasn't quite sure what to search for next. Van Sounds is produced by me, Phil Corbett. The music was, in order, our opening song Church by Poor Tur, 1996 by Doe the Ghost, the Ectoplasm remix, Layin' Low in Ely, Nevada by David Dondero, and finally this song, Dyin' Sun by South North. You can find the show on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Twitter, or at our minimal website, vansounds.org. And for the first time ever, I've uploaded a few photos to accompany the episodes. And finally, no call to action this week, but instead a recommendation. This weekend, I listened to Scott Carrier's podcast, Home of the Brave. The most recent episode takes place in Nevada, in the same place as we were, and follows him as he drives around the state looking for Donald Trump supporters. If you like this show or The Sound of the American West, I would highly, highly recommend that episode. I'll link it in the description. Next week on Van Sounds, we roll the dice again. Thanks for listening. It's like bright. It looks like an orange.
It looks like a giant orange. Are you still recording?
Yeah.
It is going way too fast. Somebody should call someone.
Who? Neil deGrasse Tyson?
NASA. Who is that guy? Does he work for NASA?
No, but yeah.
Oh, he owns that TV show. I'm not good with my words, but it sounds great.
Yeah, he's an astrophysicist.
Yeah, so am I.